leans to the right politically. And because his back hurts, the regular Joe Show.
Welcome back, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe. So I mentioned this, we dug it. It's a long soundbite, Rush. I found it was actually Congressman Lee Zeldin, 1st Congressional District out of New York, that asked the question I was thinking of when it came to the number of people there. But before I play it, yesterday, and Steve mentioned this, but yesterday in the hearing, Anthony Blinken said this, of course, as part of the same hearing, he's going to get asked a question in a moment. Cut number 7, this is what he talked about in terms of the contact they're having with Americans over there.
We're in constant contact with American citizens still in Afghanistan who have told us that they wish to leave. Each has been assigned a case management team to offer specific guidance and instruction.
Now, first of all, I don't know about you, but when I hear that the government has assigned somebody a case manager, I mean, I think of... You think of IRS case managers, you think of foster family. I mean, the government case manager is not a title you hear that inspires a lot of confidence. So the fact that they're assigning case managers, but he keeps, by the way, are they paying a fee to this constant contact, the company make a donation to the State Department every time they're, we're in constant contact, the brand reinforcement, but... So he says they're in constant contact with every American citizen still in Afghanistan, right? And he said that a couple weeks ago as well. Well, then maybe, and I don't want to be too picky here, but then he's questioned by Representative Lee Zeldin out of New York. Cut number 15, this is the exchange.
What is the number of Americans who are in Afghanistan as of the last update you received?
The Congressman, going back to this weekend, we had about 100 American citizens in contact with us who seek to leave Afghanistan. Those are the Americans we're working with.
Do you have an exact number?
I can't give you an exact number. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. It's really a snapshot at any given moment, because what happens is...
I asked you as of the last update you received.
Yeah, as of the last update, it was about 100.
Okay,
how many green card holders?
Green card holders is something that we don't track directly. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've solicited people, if they are green card holders, to let us know. I think the best estimates are that there are several thousand green card holders in Afghanistan.
So a few moments ago, he told us that they're in constant contact with every American, but they can't tell you the number of them. How does that work? I mean, seriously, how does that work? It's not like I'm in contact with tens of thousands of people every day on the radio, but I can't tell you the exact number because I don't talk to each and every one of you. But if you said, how many phone calls did you take yesterday? I can give you an exact number. I don't know it right now because I didn't count it, but we have a methodology. We can count them. I mean, this is complete BS. And I go back to the fact, how is it always 100? It's always about 100. People have been freed. We know privately people have been taken out of Afghanistan. They, of course, tried to take credit for it, but it wasn't them. So if we're getting people out, how does that number keep hanging at 100? I just don't understand. Now, I mentioned Brian Mast earlier. He had a litany I just want to quickly share with you. Now, it was much longer than the soundbite that I'm going to play for you, but I chose a chunk of it. As he was leading into his questions of Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, cut number 17, this is what he had to say.
Her family deserves to know if that's why everything went so wrong, because that intelligence was manipulated. Marine Lance Corporal David Espinoza, just 20 years old, family deserves to know if that's why everything went so wrong is because the intelligence was manipulated. Marine Corporal Humberto Sanchez, just 22 years old. Mother said, my kid was a hero. That's what was said. That's what his mother said. Deserves to know if that's why everything went so wrong, because the intelligence got manipulated. Marine Lance Corporal Jared Smits, just 20 years old. Family deserves to know if that's why everything went so wrong. Marine Corporal Hunter Lopez, just 22, son of two sheriffs, planned to follow in their footsteps. Their family deserves to know if that's why everything went so wrong, is because you all worked to manipulate the intelligence of what was going on the ground there.
In the whole litany, he did all 13 of our American servicemen and women that were killed that day and said they deserve to know the answers. And he's right. Now, we got virtually none yesterday out of Anthony Blinken. As I looked a few moments ago, our own Senator Ron Johnson was questioning Blinken. I look forward to reviewing that tape based on past times when Senator Johnson, he tends to ask very pointed questions that leaves very little wiggle room. Then, of course, for a professional like Blinken, wiggling is his way of life, so I don't know that will nail him to the wall or not, but I'll look at it. Want to quickly get a couple of these text messages. We had so many today. Want to get to a few of these before we get back to the phones. So this one says, hey, Joe, Will from Oshkosh, love the show, 33 years old and educated from you, and I drive a truck all day. Well, first of all, Will, thank you so much for being part of the Merry Band of Regulars, and I appreciate you being a great supporter and tuning in, and I hope that I can meet the bar you've set, that I'm always giving you the best information. It's what I try to do each and every day. Another text message just from Jeff in Sheboygan. It says, hey, Joe, this so-called forensic audit of our 2020 election is not being run by Mickey Mouse, but it sure as hell seems to be handled by Goofy. It's a great line, by the way. Yes, it does right now. It does. And this is the problem with having Robin Voss at the center of it. Carl in Alma Center said, Robin Voss is a huge problem, but he has been elected by the assembly. I'm telling my assemblyman that I need to hear him publicly calling for the end of the Voss dynasty. Yes, please. Let me know what they say, by the way, Carl. I'd like to see somebody with the intestinal fortitude to do that. And if I don't hear that public announcement, I'm going to work to primary my assemblyman out of office. You know what? If they think, and I'm saying, Carl, keep at it. Because when they get a whiff of that being real, that threat's real to their power, they might just, if they don't have a backbone, they may borrow one just long enough to save their own skin. This one says, Joe, the question of the day, a big no on getting to the truth. Almost no one wants to address obvious cyber hacking of machines and flipping of votes. Well, again, this is why these questions keep coming up. No name on this one, so I can't. But yes, this is the challenge. Why are they so afraid? Look, if it's all a big waste of time, right, it's just not going to prove anything, then do it. Prove us wrong. Throw down already. There's another one, Tombstone. Did you ever watch Tombstone?
I love it.
Fantastic movie. It was his first role, the actor. I can't think of his name. He was a little heavier in the movie. He's the card dealer he comes in and takes the card game away from him. And I can't think of the actor. This is his first role ever, but he goes on to become a famous actor. Anyway, the marshal's sitting there, and he says to him, he goes, well, son, you're going to throw down or you're just going to sit there and bleed? That's my answer. Throw down. Throw down. Kurt Russell, by the way, played. He was fantastic as Wyatt Earp. But throw down. Go ahead and prove us wrong. Prove us wrong. If there's nothing to be worried about the machines, come on. Let's do it.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Thank you. I love the text. Billy Bob Thornton. I couldn't think of his name. He was the vial of blood guy. But anyway. But yeah, it was his first role. Billy Bob Thornton's first role playing the car dealer. What's that? I said from the text line always comes in the clutch. But anyway, that was before anyone knew who he was. he of course kind of sulks and leaves, and then makes a bigger fool of himself in the film. Anyway, so this text message from Patrick says, "Government making things complicated? Nah, can't be. Full forensic cyber audit via Representative Branchin today." Period. Patrick and Kohler, I agree. I mean, they do this on purpose. And then it says, another text message says, I don't think we as non-mask parents realize how much pressure, this is on the masking, we talked to Andrea about this, the mask people put on the school boards and school systems. There is a Facebook group, Fox Valley Parents Safety in School, that is a bunch of people who got together to harass the school districts to get the masks in place. Then once they get it accomplished, they move on to the next one. And that may be the case. But this is where, again, this is where integrity comes in. Integrity is doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do and ignoring that kind of pressure. If it's the if they're trying to push you to something that's wrong, and for that matter, you know, the direct thing is, okay, if they're going to make, if Fox Valley Parents Safety in School are going to make a lot of noise, then the parents that oppose mandatory masking have to make more noise and make sure that they're being heard. Now, this next one, this is back on the audit question, and I'm familiar with some of this, but it says Steve Bannon has a news program called Bannon's War Room. I'm familiar. They are praising Robin Voss in the state of Wisconsin doing a, quote, forensic audit, end quote. Mike Lindell has also been on War Room saying Robin Voss is pressing on to get the audit done. Voss has a lot of people confused about what is going on. And that's the bottom line. I mean, look, I don't hold it against Steve Bannon. For that matter, I'm sure President Trump, when Voss was there, he made all kinds of promises to him. He's not going to keep any of them. You know, that's just not the, but that's the thing. It's the game he plays, and he tries to put on the shell game approach, right? He tries to put on the ability to be like, well, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And then he makes it look publicly as much like he is doing it, except for the fact that, you know, Steve could call me and I could go chapter and verse on the fact of why it's not what it appears to be. And if it were, because one of the key components that is absolutely missing is transparency. Who are the investigators? Give us some names. What are they focusing on? What are you actually doing? That's my question. And they won't answer it. They don't want to answer it. And that's the way it is. And that's what's wrong with what's going on. Want to get back to the phones? Going to go to Franco in Grand Marsh. Good morning, Franco. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Joe. I'm doing well. I wanted to comment on a question of the day. I'm sure it's obvious to most of us or all of us that Robin Voss is slow walking this and trying to run the clock out on it. But there's an old saying, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any possible way that Janelle Branchon could get around Robin Voss to get those subpoenas signed? And I'd like to thank you and your hardworking crew for bringing us the latest political facts and truths every day. God bless Joe and your crew.
Well, thank you, Franco, and God bless you as well. Unfortunately, no, and I mentioned this last week. I cleared this up when I did do some further research, talked to a constitutional expert, and right now the way it's set up, and the problem here is there's two or three different statutes that govern how subpoenas are done in the legislature, and at this point, the only person that can sign something from an assembly committee would be Robin Voss. He is literally the only one. And that was a change from what the original interpretation, and the change came in the fact that the original interpretation was looking at a statute that was a different statute on subpoenas, but that wouldn't apply because they get picky into what committees they work with and everything else. Now, I will tell you, the constitutional expert I spoke to said this is a real problem, that the assembly should actually pass new legislation streamlining the process, and that the committees themselves should have the ability to issue their own subpoenas, as is done in our U.S. Congress, because this kind of single point of failure obviously has problems, and we're seeing it right now with Robin Voss and what he's doing. So, unfortunately, she can't get around it, but what we can do is continue to put as much pressure as is possible on Robin Voss to do the right thing. Not that he's not going to do it because suddenly he's going to have a change of heart, right? He's not going to be like, oh, I see the light. I'm so sorry. Was it, I always forget which televangelist. I have sinned. I have greatly sinned. Forgive me. I have seen the light back in the 80s. That's not going to happen. That's not going to be the case with Robin Voss. But he will do it out of political expediency. If he thinks it is a direct threat to his power, his money, and his influence, then he will do it. And I'm okay if he does it for that reason. Not that I approve of it. I'm okay with it because it's about getting the right thing done. So that's why I would push for it. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. I'm going to go to Edward in Appleton. Good morning, Edward. How are you today?
Very good, Joe. Thank you for doing all you're doing. And many of us know how much that is, because I just wanted to call in. Last night at our Fox Valley Initiative meeting, this is the second meeting this year, the highest attendance in these meetings, coming right back to the question of the Voss, the cybersecurity audit, and Janelle Branchon being stymied. Last night, the question was asked of the audience, how many of you want a full cybersecurity audit performed here in Wisconsin? Every hand, over 100 people, every hand that I could see was up in the air. And I want to share that for your listening audience, but especially our state legislators. God help us to mount an effort to go after Voss to understand, you know, and learn. Remember the Reagan phrase, when they feel the heat, they see the light.
Exactly.
We've got to pour the heat on. Voss is going to pay a price one way or another here. Either he's going to confess and say, I'm sorry, and get on board, or like you're saying, I and many others are going to support any good conservative candidate in the primary against him.
Absolutely.
This guy is, I wish, I don't think a tuple four right now across the butt or wherever else would help him. But I think many voices pouring into that little brain of his, maybe he'll hear it.
Well, you know what, Edward? You said it better than I could on that, and I fully agree, but you're right, and Reagan was right as well. We've got to bring on that heat and bring it on to the highest temperature we can, and then we might start getting him to see. Look, I shouldn't even say that. We know it works. That's why he did the whole shell game with going out to see President Trump, was to try to get rid of the heat, right? It was getting too hot for him. He was trying to get the temperature turned down. Well, we gave it a try, right? Not working? All right, then let's turn it up full blast and get the right things done. Appreciate the call.
This is the Regular Joe Show.